Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you, unfortunately, for only one more hour. If I had it my way, I'd be here 24/7. Oh, yeah, it's possible. I'll be hanging out with super producer Dave Shepard and you. I'd love it. Something else I love, we had a decent Thursday night football game. Why? We had two of the biggest names in the NFL going at it, Lamar Jackson and Tom Brady. For Lamar Jackson, he came out on top. His team wins 27-22. Tampa Bay falls to 3-5. Baltimore, they elevate their record to 5-3. And man, they owned Tampa Bay tonight. Tampa now on a 3-game losing streak. The first time for Tom Brady personally, he's been on one of those since 2004. Over the past several weeks, they've lost to Pittsburgh, Kenny Pickett, Carolina, P.J. Walker. In that game, they only scored 3 points. And tonight, just equally pathetic. Leonard Fournette rushed for 24 yards, had a touchdown early. And Tom Brady threw a touchdown late to Julio Jones when things were basically done already. Meanwhile, Baltimore, they rushed for 231 yards. They had the ball for 40 minutes. They dominated the time of possession. Unfortunately for Baltimore, they also had to deal with some injuries. Mark Andrews goes down, shoulder. Rashad Bateman goes down, foot. And they still win. You got a rookie like Isaiah Likely who steps up. He pretty much scored the quote-unquote go-ahead touchdown late in the game. Lamar Jackson was able to catch him in the end zone in the third quarter to give them a 17-10 lead. This is what it sounded like on the Ravens radio network.
Jackson takes the snap, fakes the handoff, drifting backwards, running to the right, fires back at the end zone, caught! Isaiah Likely, touchdown Ravens! And the rookie tight end with his first NFL grab in the end zone, his first NFL touchdown, gives the Ravens their first lead of the night.
Well, with the guys that went down, injuries, after the game, John Harbaugh, he spoke to the media, and he's just like, yeah, I'm proud of our guys. Everybody helped out.
I just think it was a team effort, you know, and you say a team effort, I would kind of include the fans in that too, you know, just an all-around team effort. I mean, we had a lot of fans here. When they shouted the O to start, it sounded like a home game almost. I mean, I don't know what the numbers were, but they were loud and they were into it the whole game, and it really helped us. I thought it really boosted us because this was kind of a fight to the end kind of game from an energy standpoint in terms of not wearing down and executing when you're tired and, you know, trying to wear an opponent down. I think both teams were trying to do that, and our guys prevailed in that, and I think our fans were a big part of that.
Man, the fans were a huge part of that after the game. And so let me just give you a quick summation. They got the ball, they being the Buccaneers. They're running out of time. You know, Tom Brady throws a touchdown to Julio Jones, and now they need an onside kick or they need an extra point. They get a penalty, and then they don't convert on it anyway, and they miss the onside kick opportunity. The Ravens get the ball back, and that's all she wrote, 27-22. Lamar Jackson is walking off of the field, and he's going through the tunnel, and a fan, while Lamar is already into the tunnel. He is past the fans. He's underneath the stands. But a fan is able to kind of throw his sign, and it lands in front of Lamar. The sign basically says, number 8, Lamar Jackson. Pay him. Lamar reaches down, looks at the sign. He steps back out into the tunnel. He identifies the fan who made the sign. Of course, Lamar's holding it up. It's a great photo. I'm sure you'll see it. And then he signs it. He autographs it. He hands it to the fan. He jumps up a couple of times to give him a high five, and he walks away. Like, pretty funny. And then afterwards, after Lamar Jackson takes off his pads, he comes back to the television set, Amazon Prime, with Ryan Fitzpatrick and Whitworth and Richard Sherman. Lamar Jackson sits down at the stage, and you see a sea of Ravens fans who showed up to Tampa just to watch this team. And knowing that at halftime, that the Ravens just decimated this squad, handled the Tampa Bay with ease, I think at the end, they outscored them 24-12. And the injuries. Lamar talked about what they did after halftime. And then, of course, he showed love to Isaiah Likely.
Coach, just like you said, you know, he just made the change at halftime. And we just went moving the ball down the field a lot smoother. And we executed. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about your confidence in Isaiah Likely and the way that he stepped up today and played?
I'm extremely confident. You know, earlier this season, I was calling him the baby Mark. You know, and, you know, our guy went down today, and he stepped up when we needed him to. You know, we just got to keep building, though, because it was early in the season, and he's a rookie.
Uh-oh. Are the Ravens building towards something? Have we seen the worst of the Baltimore Ravens so far this season? Overly aggressive, choking at the end of games. I think we all know, I think most of us would agree, that the Ravens, they are better than their record would indicate at 5-3. Shouldn't be out here giving up 4 touchdowns and losing to the Miami Dolphins, letting Tua Tagovailoa cook them at the end of a game. No. Shouldn't be out here blowing these leads. And now Lamar Jackson is just like, I got another Mark Andrews? I got a baby Mark out here? Man, it's nothing better than instilling confidence in a rookie and going throughout the course of the season saying, well, damn it, I got another weapon. We know the Ravens are going to run the ball to death. They're going to run the ball down your throat. Tonight, 231 yards rushing. Absolutely ridiculous. This is an ideal game. Let's run the ball. Let's dominate the ball for 40 minutes. Man, I'm sorry, because I know there's some Bucs fans listening that probably went to the game. But if I paid my hard-earned money to go to this football game and Tampa only had the ball for 20 minutes, I'd be ticked off on the way home. Like, what did I just pay for? Isaiah Likely scoring his first touchdown in the NFL with Mark Andrews being out. And he talked about stepping up in the second half.
It really shows you a family atmosphere and shows you how hungry we are. I mean, when they both went down, you know, they're a big piece of our offense. So you look at your brother and you look how, you know, they want to be out there with us. So you really want to lift their spirits up and show them that we're going to do it for them. Whether they're in the game or not, we're going to bring this home for them.
Yeah, we learned that the injuries aren't that serious, Harbaugh shared. And so congratulations to the Baltimore Ravens. It seems that they have they finally got their act together here so far this season. We've seen some disappointing losses. What the hell are you losing to the New York Giants for? How are you letting Miami come back and whoop you? And next up, their next game? Not this Monday, of course, but the Ravens will be in action against the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans. If you've seen the Saints recently, I would expect the Ravens to win that one. And oh yeah, by the way, you might have forgot because he didn't play tonight, but they did sign DeSean Jackson. He might be now, what, 35, 36 years old? If he's on the field, and I know he needs to be there and also be healthy, he's a threat just by lining up with the line of scrimmage. This man could just run a go route straight down the field. You have to account for him. You move a defender away from the line, and you open things up. Doesn't even have to catch a pass. Just utilize his speed to keep things honest. The Ravens, next couple of games are looking good, man. New Orleans, okay, good. Carolina Panthers, yeah, good. The Jacksonville Jaguars, oh, yeah, good. Can't wait to face them. The Denver Broncos, are they going to have things figured out? Probably not. Pittsburgh Steelers, okay. Always a tough matchup, division matchup, sure. Cleveland, oh, yeah, tough matchup. Atlanta, yeah, Atlanta's okay this year, playing good. Pittsburgh again. And then the Ravens end the season against the Bengals. And good luck, all the best to Ja'Marr Chase coming back from his hip injury. The Ravens are going to be all right. This might be the time that they start going on a run. It's going to be a massive disappointment if I have to sit here on Monday, November 7th, and talk about how they lost to the Saints. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Ravens are going to start going on a little bit of a run. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from Jackson, Mississippi. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing? How you telling?
I'm great, Mike. What's up?
Yes, I want to say to all the people talking about Tom Brady, I don't feel sorry for him. You feel sorry for Matt Ryan. You feel sorry for Jameis Winston. They never won. This man won. But you got to realize, if one guy out there who's undefeated, as far as the time, and a lot of young people never really seen Tom Brady play at his best for years, they only going to remember what he looked like at the end. All the great will stay in too long.
Oh.
Look, I'm going to give you an example. Peyton Manning, his last year, he looked good for 8 games. Then he looked like he was the quarterback on Tecmo Bowl. Just boom. But he had a good defense that supported him. See, Tom Brady don't have that. And the thing about Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, it's like everybody making excuses for him. Catch the ball. Every quarterback have receiver that drop balls. But nobody highlights that. But they don't ever talk about, look at the bad throw he made. But like I say, Father Time is undefeated.
Okay. Thank you, Mike, for calling from Jackson. I mean, all things considered, the one thing that has allowed Tampa to stay in some of these games is the defense. And the defense now is potentially banged up. It is banged up. You got Shaq Barrett now, who is likely out for the season, reportedly with a torn Achilles. I mean, this man, it was only a few years ago that Shaq Barrett had almost 20 sacks. People don't talk about that. And no, Tom Brady is not perfect. He's not a perfect QB. He's not making every single pass. It was only a few years ago, even when they won the Super Bowl, people were running around saying, well, Tom Brady's missing the throws. Tom Brady's throwing ducks. And they won the Super Bowl. And then last year, he comes out and he does what? He throws 43 touchdowns. Is he going to go for another 43 this season? Probably not. I think right now, this season, this point, he has 9 of them. Patrick Mahomes is leading the world with 20. Guys at the top are sitting in that 15 to 18 range, and Tom got 8. Or excuse me, 9 after that pass to Julio tonight. And every time I say Tom Brady passed to Julio, I'm like, wow, Julio Jones actually played football. He was healthy enough to do so. 855-212-4CBS. Stan is calling from D.C.
Hey, JR. You know what? I think any man who's been in any type of long-term relationship, after a while, your partner knows you better than you know yourself. And I think that, you know, Tom disrespected this lady by unretiring. I really do. He's kind of like the guy, you know, when I was younger, you know, I would hang out at the nightclub, and you would see older guys, and you would say, Pops, it's time to go home. That's what Tom Brady is. He's hanging out at the nightclub too long. It's time for him to go home.
Damn, Stan. Have you had experience doing that?
I had experience doing that when I was younger, and I would see older guys.
Oh, okay.
I would say, like, Pops, it's time to go home. You know, after a while, you know, I got tired of the nightclub scene. But Tom was that guy. You know, he's that guy. And like I said, you know, once you get older, I mean, your problems that you have as a family gets more complicated. Those not young kids he got no more. He got teenagers, man. And they're probably wilding out, you know. And she's probably saying, Tom, hey, you got to come home, you know. I mean, 22 years is enough. You know, 21 years is enough, you know. So I was listening to that other young lady from Cleveland call earlier. I disagree with her. I do disagree with her. You know, sometimes you got to listen to your mate, you know. If you've been in any, like if any man who's been in any long-term relationship, after a while, your lady knows you, if she got your back, she knows you better than you know yourself.
Okay.
You know?
Well, thank you. Thank you, Stan. All right, well, man. Let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you a personal question here. Feel free not to answer. Are you currently in a long-term relationship?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Well, thank you, Stan.
All right, now.
I appreciate it. Hey, Shep, we're getting free advice here. How about that?
I love Stan's take on that. But I also think the perspective of JR is, look,
The perspective of me? You're going to tell the people my perspective?
No. I'm saying the perspective, like, and I pause and then said, like, JR, as in, like, conversing with you, not sharing your perspective. Nobody shares your perspective better than yourself. That would be disrespectful, especially on your show.
I don't care. No, I don't care. You can share mine. I don't care.
But, JR, like, but the thing is, I mean, we've never, look, I know you're not the biggest Tom Brady fan, okay? Now, I'm not saying that you hate the guy, but I think a lot of people want to see how far Brady can push the envelope. They want to see him defy time, not the corny Tom vs. Time Facebook platform that he has, you know, garnered for himself. I'm talking about legitimately seeing an individual in their mid-40s in one of the most physically daunting sports still be elite. To me, it is absolutely unprecedented, and I'm fascinated with his ability to continue to push himself in an age where no one else has been able to do so, including even George Blanda, who we know was kicking, not throwing.
Right. No, I'd like to see Tom Brady push it, and he is. He is, though, and I'd like to see him lose in the process.
Oh, well, that's okay. Well, you've said multiple times you want to see him go out to pasture. I don't want to see the guy leave.
This is part of the process.
Right, but fair enough.
I'm witnessing it.
Yeah, but JR, you know what? And to his credit, you know, not once has he lost his cool in his interactions with fans and the media, and he deserves some credit for that.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
But you know when he goes into that that house, that apartment, this man has Antonio Brown posting photos of him and his wife.
I know. He's got to deal with that clown, and he is a clown. And I'm being nice when I describe him as a clown.
He's
a jackass.
He is.
Yeah,
said he's it. He's also the president or vice president of Kanye West's Donda Sports.
Well, no longer Kanye, as you know.
Yay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's not even what? He's not even Kanye. He's not Ye West. He's just Ye now.
He's just Ye. Legally changed his name. I know you know that. But JR, I also will say that when you marry, like, Eliza Minnelli or...
What?
What I'm saying is, Liza Minnelli, your audience will know, you'll know who I'm referencing. She's one of the all-time greatest performers ever. Now,
how long did it take for her to win that that award?
A long time, almost as long as Susan Lucci. But Liza Minnelli understands. Anyone who is associated with her understands that she is given the breathing room to perform as long as she wants because of what she has done for the industry.
She's not getting hit by 22-year-old guys weighing 300 pounds.
Well, her reputation's getting hit. I hear what you're saying.
Right.
I get what you're saying, but I don't think it's healthy for her. I mean, we've seen entertainers like in the middle of these big arenas and venues and stadiums. We've seen them collapse. Elvis, in my opinion, could have still been alive had he not pushed it so hard in the 70s.
Was it Tony Bennett?
Oh, he's still doing it.
Is he?
Well, he was doing a lot of duets with Lady Gaga. He recently retired. Yeah,
he's like 90. Is Tony Bennett still here with us?
Yeah, he's still with us, yes.
Are you sure?
Positive. I'm not TMZ where I get things wrong and announce Jerry Lee Lewis's death and then retract it 4 hours later.
The TMZ did that?
They did that to Jerry Lee Lewis. Yep.
Oh, my God. Tony Bennett is still here. He is 90. He just turned 96 in August.
I wouldn't steer you wrong on that.
Oh, my God. I love Tony Bennett, but I thought he recently passed.
No, he's still very much here.
Wow.
Angela Lansbury recently passed.
Yes, that I knew.
Yes.
But Tony Bennett. Wow.
Betty White passed away. I'm sure you heard about that, too.
Oh, yeah, I know Betty White passed away. See, Betty White, I'm glad she worked forever. I love Betty White. Love her.
She's great. But she was past her prime when she was doing those SNL skits and when she was on Hot in Cleveland. But people accepted the fact that there's been no one really who's worked as long as she has and been so funny into her mid to late 90s. Now, George Burns, there's exceptions, but you get what I'm saying.
Let Tom Brady be the Betty White of the NFL. Why not? I'm here for it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Tom Brady, the Betty White of the NFL. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to just thank you for all you do to the nation. I've been very analytical, and just looking at you, I can only say one thing. When you say, I don't disagree with what you're saying, I think that's the biggest compliment that you give to people, and your marketing edge is that you're doing it on the radio, which is like the telephone versus, being in front of the camera, and you know your stuff, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. We heard from Tom Brady after the loss tonight to Baltimore. And Rick Stroud, who covers the Buccaneers for Tampa Bay Times, he tweeted after the game, Tom Brady is still sitting at his locker, facing forward. His head was in his hands, and he had full pads on for several minutes. After removing them, he is still seated staring ahead, talking some to Blaine Gabbert. When Tom Brady finally took the pads off, I assume he took a shower. I know he was standing in front of the podium. He had quite a few things to say. This is Tom Brady on their offensive struggles.
I think we struggled pretty much at everything. We just struggle in the red area, struggle in third down, struggle in the run game, two-point plays, short yardage, backed up, start first quarter, start of the third quarter, not very good offense football.
Oh, he sounds sad. He sounds like a guy that was sitting in his locker with his head down. He does. He also said the obvious. If you heard him, this is true. No one feels good.
I don't think anyone feels good. We're lost 4 or 5, so not where we want to be, but, we haven't earned it. And, we got to go earn it. You got to go earn it. You got to go fight hard, and you got to go, figure out how to win games.
Oh. Well, it's football, Tom Brady, right? Don't you love football? I know you want to win, but this is not fun, right? Or is it?
We're playing to win, so losing is no fun for any of us. We put a lot into it, and we're just coming up short.
Okay, Tom, it's only 8 games. You still got plenty of time. It's a 17-game season. You got time to turn it around, right?
I mean, we've got to go earn it. We've got to go, you know, I don't think you can, erase what happened the last 8 weeks. You know, we got to dig deep, see what we're all about, come to work, try to improve, and like I said, give ourselves a better chance to win.
You're the guy, though. That's you, Tom Brady. Everybody's going to follow you. You're a leader. What did you tell you guys?
We talk a lot. I mean, we talk a lot, and a lot of those conversations are private, you know, for us, but, you know, we're just trying to encourage one another and be positive and see if we can, you know. Ultimately, it comes down to, you know, how we execute and critical moments and, you know, the things we have to do to put ourselves in a position to win.
Okay. Well, that's nice in the back, but damn it, when he's out in the front, man, on the field, he is a miserable fellow. Pouting, throwing the hands in the air, hands on the hips. Sound like he's a dance instructor. Hands on your hips, hands in the air. I mean, he just looks miserable. Ezra calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR, man? You know what? That term, happy wife, happy life, that is truth when it comes to Tom Brady.
Uh-oh.
Because, man, I'll tell you right now, you can just see it by the way he's going at his O-line last week and the way he's throwing balls, underthrowing, overthrowing. And mind you, his offensive line has given him time throughout tonight's game where it's like you just know, happy wife, happy life. He is going through so much at home that as a Steeler fan, I kind of feel a little bad for him, a little bad, but I wish Giselle would have pulled that move back in 2014 because for real, like, happy wife, happy life. But to the fellas out there listening who have a lady, happy husband, you can trust them.
Okay.
Love your show, JR.
All right. Thank you, Ezra. We getting all the marital advice tonight. Sure, hit me up with your marital advice. Educate America. Look at Tom Brady's situation and we'll be a sounding board. Kevin is here from Louisville.
JR, am I on?
You are. Yes, you are.
I've been waiting. Hey, you know what? Let's go get my girl, Brittany Griner. Come on, man.
Who, me? Whoa. Goodness gracious. Damn. Listen, I want Brittany Griner to be back in America like the next person, but we can't use that language on a radio. I can't go to Russia to get Brittany Griner. They're going to keep me. I hope she comes home sooner than later. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take more of your calls before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Folks in sports, you got to appreciate greatness when you're listening. JR absolutely has one of the best radio voices in the industry. Appreciate it while we have it at this hour that we're available to listen.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Thanks for the kind words. I really appreciate it. Oh, this is sad. I'm going to get to your calls in a second. Delonte West, former NBA player. This man got arrested again. Oh, my God. Fairfax County, Virginia. Vehicle trespassing, entering a vehicle, fleeing from law enforcement, and drunk in public. He has just gone through the unfortunate ringer here. I don't even know where to start. Addiction is real, man. It's crazy. You see someone bawling out on the Cavaliers and the Mavs, and he bounced around a lot too, but he was a solid, serviceable point guard. But man, life can catch you, it can snatch you up and get a hold on you, even with the resources that he would have available. I know even Mark Cuban tried to, you know, get him help, but ultimately at the end of the day, we can always use a little bit of help, but it takes ourselves to get the job done. So shout outs to Delonte West, much love to him, and much love to everybody out there going through some things. Life can really hit you. I certainly understand. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of going through some things, Lamar Jackson is going through some amazing things. I told you after tonight's victory over the Buccaneers, 27-22, Lamar Jackson, this man was throwing a rock around. 38 pass attempts tonight. Completed 27 of those suckers, 2 touchdowns. I mean, the entire first half of the game, the ratio was almost just 30-7. Passes to rushes. And in the second half, they just ran the hell out of the ball. Lamar, if you think he's just the guy who runs the football, he said, no. I'm a quarterback first. I'm throwing.
I mean, I'm going to throw it first. You know, if I see the hole, I'm not going to try to force anything down the field. You know, I'm just going to try to get yards and, you know, live for another play and see what happens then. But I'm throwing the ball first.
I told you about some of their unfortunate losses, allowing Miami to come back and abuse them in the fourth quarter, losing to the New York Giants. I also told you about the Ravens' next set of games at New Orleans, hosting Carolina, going to Jacksonville, playing Russell Wilson's Les Rod team, going to Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati. This isn't the worst or toughest schedule to close out an NFL season. We get it. Playing up in the AFC North will always be tough, especially when it gets cold. These teams are going to be punching each other in the mouth. I don't care what their records are, but they have a real opportunity here. Coming off of 2 consecutive victories against Cleveland and now Tampa Bay, the Ravens have a chance to really, go on a run and hit their stride. Lamar Jackson believes so.
I feel like we're very close. You know, we're right there, but still room for improvement. Little mistakes we're still making out there. We changed those, and I feel like the sky's the limit for us.
No doubt about it. 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot of callers in. I want to try to get on as many people as possible before I have to roll out. So please, let's be ready to roll, and let's start off in Houston, Texas. Let's go to Marie. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Marie?
Hi, JR. The first time caller, so I'm a little nervous. But I just had to call and comment on the for Giselle.
Okay.
Imagine what she's going through. I kind of went through that myself. And sometimes you just have to walk. For years, she did support him. And he promised he would retire. And then when he did, she hung with him till he retired. And then he goes right back. And I think that was the sucker punch right there.
Oh, no.
I think that was it right there.
On the Draymond
Green.
I know
what she's going through.
Okay.
You know. So
I'm sorry. You
got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
Say it again, Maurice. You got to know what?
You got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
Oh, she's trying to fold him down.
Thomas about Tom. And he's never going to care for her like he cared for himself.
Oh, and like he cares for football.
Okay, but for football. But he's the one playing the football, and she hung with him. She raised the babies, had the babies, did the mumps, the measles, all of that, For 8 months, I'm sure he wasn't there because of the football.
Were you right?
And then when he retired, I'm sure she was really happy. And then he sucker punched her and went back on his word, and
okay.
That did it. That
okay,
did it.
The proverbial sucker punch. Hey, Marie, thank you for calling. You were not nervous. You were great.
Oh, okay. All right.
Calling up. And shout outs to all my friends listening out in Houston. Everybody in and out the loop. I love y'all. I do. Carrie calling from Washington. What's up, Carrie?
Hey, how's it going? First time.
It's going.
Again,
thank
back
you.
To back first times. So, a couple points. Tom Brady in the playoffs is going to have to face Geno Smith, Daniel Jones, Kirk Cousins right now as it stands.
Okay.
And as far as Giselle, in like 20 years, she's probably not going to be making as much money. But TB12, like the Jordan brand, will be still around.
Whoa.
And he'll be making a lot more money. And okay. Nobody's buying Marilyn Monroe bras right now, okay? That's, you know, that whole
Who's
thing
buying
goes,
Tom Brady so. Sweatshirts?
Oh, well, it's a brand. It's still, you know, he's
for him.
It,
yeah.
He'll stick around. I think but
he will.
I think the whole brand and whatever he's offering, whether it's vitamin supplements or whatever it is, I don't know.
Okay.
Just his whole regimen. But yeah, so I'm not worried about Tom Brady. I think he'll at least make it to the divisional round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, especially in the NFC, it's kind of, you know.
Well, we'll see. I think they'll still make the playoffs, and then we just got to pretty much, you know, go from there. Steve is calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, what's going on, JR?
I'm good. Go ahead, quickly.
Hey, man, real quick, I work late on the West Coast, so you get me fired up every day. I love listening to your show to get the day started. But regarding, I've been entertained by all the unsolicited marital advice and speculation on Tom and Giselle. But basically, here's what we all know about being a millionaire married to another millionaire. Absolutely nothing. And it's no different than your next door neighbor who, you know, you think are the Cleavers and everything looks great. You know, they could be having their own stuff. None of us should be trying to speculate on what or what is going on with them and their relationship. Love your show, man. I know I got to be quick, so have a good night.
Well, thank you so much, Steve, for calling from San Diego. You know, but there is an element of reality. There are certain things that we cannot speculate on when it comes down to their relationship, like anybody's relationship. Now, having said that, there have been, over the years, plenty of direct comments from Giselle, mostly Giselle, and Tom Brady about their relationship, her desire for him to step away from football, the effects that it's had on the family, and as private of a matter, or those matters are, she has made them public. He has affirmed them. He's spoken about it. And so, yeah, there's a certain level of speculation that exists. I'm also someone who's understanding of, hey, if something isn't true, most times people will say it. Like, if this was nonsense, if this was BS, if there wasn't some type of marital strife, just by understanding the world of communications, we would have got a statement weeks ago, a month ago. We would have got denials. We're not getting any of that. That's just common and normal. That's not taking place. That's like asking, hey, Russell Westbrook, are there rumors that you don't want to be here? Well, if that wasn't the case, we would have got the what are y'all talking about by now? There's always a little bit of truth. People have an option as to how they want to direct the story and how you want to let it live. And if there's a little bit of reality to it, there's a little bit of reality, sometimes more. Mauricio calling from Tucson. What's up, Mauricio?
Hi. I thank the Lord Jesus, first of all, for his
Me
salvation.
Too.
I think that, you know, there's a competition, you know, and like the Tampa Bay, they fumbled the ball where even Carolina recovered it. And now okay. The Saints too. And they all like lined up for competition, you know, it can happen to the great ones, you know, we're all human. And now okay. the Eagles all of a sudden are undefeated, and things can change too, you know. And
oh my God,
you know, Brady being human,
yeah.
You know, no one's
He's
perfect
human.
Or nothing. Go to the God Almighty, and
yeah.
And then, did you notice the satellite
no.
launch or rocket launch today?
Where was it?
It was seen in the, like, this is
You asking me if I saw it? You don't even know where it was?
West, traveling east.
But where did it launch from?
It was hard to know where it, what it was first.
Is it coming to pick you up?
It looked like a rocket, and then something else. Thank God it wasn't something harmful, you know.
I know. Yeah. I was just trying to think if it was going to pick you up. Mauricio, thank you, man, okay?
Rapture Jesus, yes, all the way. God
okay,
bless.
Yeah. Well, thank
love
you. I love you, too. Hey, Shep, is that rocket coming to get you or me?
Neither.
Is Mauricio calling from the rocket? I think he is.
That I wouldn't put past him.
Yeah, I think he's on a rocket ship. He gave us an entire walk through the NFL and then warned me about the rocket coming.
He originally called to say he says this is the Saints division to lose.
He was calling to talk about the Saints?
Yes, in reference to that Bucks division.
And
yes.
And now he has me worried about a rocket moving from east to from west to east, he said?
Sounds about right.
So it could hit you, the rocket could hit you in New York or it could hit me in Atlanta.
No, this ain't like Mars Attacks or Independence Day. This isn't fiction.
You think Mauricio made up the rocket?
I think Mauricio believes it, but it's not going to happen in actuality.
Hold on. I'm going to rocket. If I just Google rocket, let me see what happens in the news.
Does Roger Clemens come up?
Oh, wait. No. Mauricio, he knows something.
Okay. It's not happening.
Rocket launch visible across skies in southern Arizona. Oh, okay. Mauricio knows something. Okay. Huh. Okay, we got to listen to Mauricio more often, Shep. I don't know if SpaceX, is that a... Isn't that the Amazon man?
I think that's Elon.
It's so many rich guys.
Yeah.
This man just bought Twitter.
Right.
I can't keep up with rich people and their rockets and their Twitters and their supermodel wives and their NFLs. I'm just me. I've been hanging out with Shep here on CBS Sports Radio. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't move. Amy Lawrence, she's awesome. She's amazing like a rocket. She's coming up next.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.